Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This measure includes a number of key provisions important to the cotton industry, and so we'll be working closely with the members and staff as that bill moves through the subcommittee, committee, and then ultimately to the House floor.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And all of this is part of the attempt by the congressional Republican leadership to try to move each of the individual 12 spending bills through the committee process across the House and Senate floor and then get these measures signed into law before the new fiscal year starts October 1. However, that is going to be a significant challenge from a timing and scheduling perspective, given that Congress was really only in session through about mid-July before largely being out of session until after the November election. But nonetheless, we're working closely with the appropriations members and staff to make sure cotton's priorities are fully funded in these bills as they move forward. We'll also be working to make sure no damaging amendments are offered as part of the process that could undermine crop insurance or the farm bill or other key policies.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House passed its version of this legislation last year, and so now the Senate committee is beginning its work with hopes of trying to get a final authorization package approved sometime in 2016.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first hearing will take place in the General Farm Commodities Subcommittee and will be focused specifically on the financial pressures impacting farmers today. And then going forward, the other subcommittees that are part of the House Ag Committee will have hearings within their area of jurisdiction, again, all focused on issues that are causing financial pressure within the farm economy.